One victim in Florida's prescription drug epidemic is newborn babies. Their first experience in the world is going through detox. In Florida, the rate of drug-addicted newborns has grown tenfold in the last two decades, triple the national rate. As we kick off our series, Pregnant and Poor, the Decline of Prenatal Care in Florida, 90.7 Health reporter Abe Abaraya takes us to Daytona Beach, where leaders are trying to come up with a plan to treat pregnant addicts.
Meet Xavier Francesco Medlin, just 11 days old. He was born 5 pounds, 14 ounces, but he's getting chubbier. He's swaddled in a blue onesie with a dog embroidered on the front, full head of hair. He's beautiful. His mother, Hillary, gazes down on him and she gives him a bottle.
I know your tummy hurts.
Xavier is detoxing in a hospital in Daytona Beach. A trio of wires poke out from under his onesie and connect to a screen monitoring his heart rhythm and heartbeat. A cuff on his tiny foot measures his oxygen level.
This is new. This is part of the withdrawal. He doesn't really cry at all.
25-year-old Medlin was an addict when she got pregnant. Withdrawal during pregnancy is dangerous, so her doctor prescribed oxycodone. Xavier began detoxing 2 days after he was born.
Tiny. It definitely sucks seeing them go through withdrawal because that's the first thing they go through when they're born and they don't know what's going on. You know, us, when we go through withdrawal, we know why.
Medlin wears a black t-shirt with a picture of a wolf emblazoned above the word survivors. She says Xavier is her second chance.
With my first son, he got taken away because I was in another rough patch with the dependency. And his father found out, I would drink and drive with him. I would snort anything I could find while he's in the room. I finally went to detox.
Medlin has freckles, a wide smile, and big brown eyes that can't hide her pain. Her road to addiction started with two slipped discs in her back and two bulging discs, and the muscles around her sciatic nerve are weak. She was on a legal prescription to control the pain, but she started taking street drugs when she lost her insurance. Anything she could get her hands on. Morphine, oxycodone, roxycodone, Lortab, Percocet.
I do feel guilty putting him through this, but I feel if I wasn't on something, we both probably wouldn't be here.
She's referring to last November when she had an overdose right before she got pregnant.
It was whatever I could find in the cabinet.
Medlin's problems are complex. She has a legitimate medical problem that causes her pain, but she's an addict as well. Here's Medlin's doctor, Pamela Carbiner.
And it's very hard to sift what is true chronic and acute back pain from withdrawal and dependency on opioids.
She says Medlin was in a dead zone for care. Carbiner is one of a handful of doctors who will treat pregnant drug addicts in Volusia County, and she risks her own license by doing this. You see, if a doctor saw patients through the Volusia County Health Department, they couldn't be sued. But the health department stopped offering prenatal care, leaving doctors wary of seeing pregnant drug addicts because of the fear of being sued. It's such a problem that Volusia County health officials recently created a panel to try and find answers. Here's Carbiner, who was on that panel.
If there is a bad outcome, they fear liability. And that's one of their biggest fears, because too often there will be a bad outcome. It's hard to get good outcomes in these circumstances.
Medlin wants to get off opioids and into a residential treatment program for addicted mothers. Experts from that program say there are more women like Medlin who are scared to come out of the shadows. Abe Abaraya, 90.7 News. And you can visit WMFE.org/pregnancy for the full series.